O'Connor Chiropractic Family Wellness Centre on Stray FM's Family Show.
Today we're going to be talking about headaches, and there are a lot of different types of headaches, but there are a lot of different ways that you can help yourself and help your head. And here to talk to us about it, I have Jason from O'Connor Chiropractors. Hello, Jason.
Hi, Beth.
Now, headaches, I think, come in a lot of different shapes and sizes, but why do we get them? Where do they come from?
I think there's a multitude of different types of headaches and migraines, and some of them cross over as well. Migraines can be hugely debilitating. Certainly in my 15-year career, I've seen people who almost have to change their life around their migraines, and you know, they dread going into busy places, to social events, and can really ruin people's lives.
So what causes them?
I think this is the million-dollar question, that there is so many causes, and the biggest part of caring for someone is trying to find that trigger, that cause. And it can be dietary, it can be certainly stress-related, and it can certainly be postural. So, I mean, just to break those down, probably the most common dietary is alcohol. So alcohol causes it in large amounts, as we all know. We've probably all had that headache the day after. So that a lot of that is dehydrations, but also toxins in the body. But chocolate, you know, that's again a very common one. Caffeine, dairy.
So Jason, you're just running through my favourite
things. Yeah, your daily diet, isn't it? So unfortunately, a lot of those things high in stimulant sugars. Because it also, I don't know if you've ever tried to, you know, people have coffee and they try to come off coffee and then they get headaches. It's almost like going cold turkey, isn't it? And this is a big thing now with headache tablets. So a lot of painkillers that people have been taking for the headaches, they've actually shown now that you get rebound headaches from those tablets, because, you know, most tablets are toxins. So they have like a short-term relief, but then they're actually causing the headaches afterwards. Headaches, they can be divided into different types. So we have tension type headaches, which are more postural related. We call them as well cervicogenic headaches. So what that means is they originate from the neck. And that's what we, you know, can I really understand as chiropractors is, you know, when there's dysfunction, when there's tension in the upper part of the neck, that's probably the most common cause of headaches. And in modern life, where we're so busy, we're so stressed, we're rushing around, you've seen a cat or a dog where it haunches up. So we do the same. When we're under pressure, under stress, the shoulders come up, the neck becomes tense, people clench their jaw, they grind their teeth. Common side effect is they get headaches afterwards.
So that's very much a physical cause,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, so this physical, but we say it's a physical cause, but often it's second to an emotional cause.
Okay,
so you get the
okay.
emotional stress, which then causes that physical change in the body. Average person now gets up in the morning, drives to work for an hour, you know, in busy traffic, sits at a desk 6-7 hours, drive back in, sit on the sofa, and in this flex position, the head is pushed forward. The head's the heaviest part of your body. That puts a lot of stress on the neck muscles at the base of the skull, and this is where your cranial nerves are, and this is where it fits in with the migraines. So people with migraines, they can get blurred vision, flashing lights, nausea, they can get numbness in their face, down their arms, they get all different smells, tastes, they can even throw up because of the migraines. Now what this is coming from is a collection of nerves in the brainstem called the cranial nerves, and we've all heard of the optic nerve, the olfactory nerve. So what happens is when those nerves are irritated, they all fire uncontrollably, sometimes all at once, and then you get these multiple symptoms.
We'll come and sort of go through what exactly would happen if someone came to see O'Connor Chiropractors for a headache very shortly. You have a clinic in Harrogate and you have one in Ilkley. But starting from home, my automatic response is to turn to paracetamol. Yeah. Is that the right thing or the wrong thing, or are there other things I should be doing?
No, I mean, by doing that, it's a bit like if, you know, the warning lights come up on your dash and you cover it up with a bit of tape, it's not really dealing with the issue.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like I say, these rebound headaches, it's a bit like paying off your overdraft with your credit cards. It's just going to get you in deeper problems. So
mm-hmm.
we want to look at, well, why are you getting those headaches? Like I say, you can start off, you know, simple things, looking at your posture, your seating position, looking at work, can you get your monitor higher, trying to use less time on your tablets, your phones. But also a lot of it's dehydration, so drinking a lot more water. some simple stretches. We've actually got on our Facebook page, we have videos of stretches that you can do for headaches to reduce that. So maybe we can have a link to that to help people.
Mm-hmm. I'll pop one of those at strayfm.com.
Yeah, and I think certainly we're trying to reduce stress levels and having that time out for yourself. So whatever helps you relax and de-stress, you know, doing that, going for a walk and, you know, getting out of the house, getting some fresh air, often that can really help as well. And again, looking at those dietary issues, because again, when we're stressed, we're tired, we go for the caffeine, we go for the sugary foods, and they them themselves can be triggering the headaches too.
If that's not working and people are still suffering with headaches, they can come and see you at O'Connor Chiropractors. What would happen in that situation?
Well, a lot of it is listening and taking a really detailed history. So most of it is just once we speak to people, we can figure out, you know, again, I've been dealing with this for 15 years. So once I get speaking to people about their lifestyle, I can kind of figure out, you know, where it's coming from. But we also do nerve scans of their spine. So we look for areas of muscle tension, inflammation. And we also take x-rays, so often looking at that curvature of the neck. So again, it's not thinking, how do I get rid of the symptoms? It's first of all thinking, why are they there in the first place?
We're hiding from the truth, very much, Colin. So if people want to get in touch, then, as I say, you have the Harrogate O'Connor Chiropractors and you have the Ilkley one. I presume online is the best place for them to find out a bit more and get in touch.
Yeah, I mean, you can go on our website, o'connorchiro.co.uk, or you can email us at info@o'connorchiro.co.uk, and call us at either clinic as well. We're on 01423 200 020 in Harrogate. And 01943 600 948 in Ilkley.
O'Connor Chiropractic Family Wellness Centre. On Stray FM's Family Show.